But first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. AnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Ananta.
Hey, Randy. Are you out stampeding yet?
Not yet, but it's an exciting time to be in Calgary. So if anybody's thinking about coming to Calgary, come when the stampede is on because it's fun.
It is fun.
Unless there's a mechanic strike and you can't get here. We are going to talk about WestJet, their mechanic strike, more of a lesson on the importance of trip interruption and cancellation insurance. Here's the million-dollar question. If I was caught in the middle of that WestJet strike last week, would trip interruption cancellation insurance help me out?
Well, you have to consider if it was an unannounced strike or they gave enough warning, which we could go into later on. But most travel insurance policies include benefits if it was an unannounced strike, which causes havoc to your travel plans. The key is that the strike can't be a known or foreseen event for coverage to apply under travel insurance. If your airline announces a strike and your travel is affected, it may not be an event that is covered under travel insurance because it's now a known event that could happen. But there are different insurances that you should consider. And I think the most the best way to ensure coverage for a strike is to purchase your travel insurance early. So what could be included is trip cancellation. So if your trip departure is affected by an unannounced strike for a large amount of time, usually 12 to 24 hours, you could cancel your trip and receive a reimbursement of your insured trip expenses. And that could be up to a reimbursement of 100% for your non-refundable trip expenses you insured under the policy. Then there's trip interruption. So if your return home gets delayed or canceled due to an unannounced strike, trip interruption coverage could cover the cost to replace your airfare. We always talk about insurance or different, documents and travel. You need to read the fine print. And here it's important because some policies have specific limits. So if you do have any non-refundable bookings that you weren't able to use because of the strike disrupting your trip, travel insurance could provide reimbursement for those lower costs. So if the strike requires you to rebook tickets on another carrier altogether, you may be able to file a claim with your insurance provider for reimbursement of some or all of that cost of that additional ticket, depending on your policy limits. So there's lots of ins and outs, but that's where a travel advisor will help you go through all those, conditions and terms that you have to know about. Another area that you could consider or you could be considered for reimbursement is travel delay. Because sometimes strikes shut down airports for an extended period of time. Mm-hmm. And this could cause you to be stuck halfway between home and your destination, or you have to extend your trip unexpectedly. So your travel insurance could pay for extra hotel, meal, and local transportation costs until you catch the next flight out. So just a note that each policy has a maximum amount that they will reimburse per day per person insured. You'll likely need to obtain documentation from the airline outlining the reason and the duration of the delay. And if the airline provides any reimbursements to you. There's another policy, like when you get any policy that has cancellation or interruption, there's a flight assistant. So you register your flight and you can do it with your, travel insurance. It will monitor your flight. And if your flight is delayed over 4 hours, it sends you a certain amount of money to help you, and it just automatically gets deposited in the account that you register when you register your flight. So there's different ways that you can protect yourself, but honestly, it really is about buying insurance when you book your flight or when you make your first deposit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the end of the day. And then, so that's one of the way to protect yourselves. And the second thing is just be mindful of any new surrounding potential travel suppliers before you secure your booking. Because if you book with a carrier that hasn't announced an inland strike immediately and follow up by purchasing the insurance, you should be protected. But it's almost like the way of the travel industry now. You have to be aware because there's so many strikes by so many different units of airlines. We were talking like it could be mechanics, it could be pilots, so many different things could be affected in your travel.
So my takeaway on all that is make sure you get your trip interrupts and cancellation insurance as soon as possible, because if you want to cancel your trip before you leave, you don't want any, like, you don't want to be getting the insurance after a strike has been announced or something like that, or even a hurricane, because we've got Hurricane Beryl going on, right? You want to do it as soon as possible. It's the interruption part, I think, that you know, like you talked about delays and things like that, where if you had it in place in time, I think that's where it kicks in with helping with costs of hotels and meals and any kind of delays. And the flight assistance thing that you talked about, I think that would be very handy, because no one wants to be stranded on hold for hours on end trying to book another flight home.
Right, absolutely. And it is important to have an advocate for you at the end of the day, because it would be impossible to have gotten through to an airline when they're in the throes of a strike. So as a travel advisor, that's working with one, they have access to the airline's inventory live there, and they can help you rebook or reschedule your flight or cancel it and then help you with the refund policies. So I think the frustration of not knowing is probably the worst thing for a traveler to encounter on their trip.
Anything else we need to know other than, book your trip interruption cancellation insurance? Well, A, book it, get it, and get it as soon as possible.
That's right. And also, when you do, when you're evaluating your insurance, because sometimes people want to think that maybe their another form of insurance will cover them, like their credit card insurance. My takeaway to that is just read the terms and conditions, read the fine print, because you don't know what that coverage is, or even if you have coverage.
And if you don't, if you're not sure, ask questions, right? It never hurts to pick up the
Absolutely, yeah.
phone and just ask a question here and there.
That's right. Yeah. So travel is, it's fun when it goes right, but when there's a hiccup, it's always good to know that you're covered, that you've, done your due diligence, and that you have a way to protect yourself and your financial investment.
Always great tips. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Good advice, Onanta. Thank you.
Take care.